his friends, the shir should be a schutz for Rabbi Maratz Shichin, Moshe ben Peshadina, and Rabbi Moshe ben Rezul, or Rufus Shleima, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Moshe Chaim, Rufus Shleima. Recently we discussed conservative marriage and divorce, and we're going to expand on that based on the Minchas Asher and Siman Ayin Beis in the first volume. If anybody would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you may contact me. The Maisa was that a woman, Mrs. Gimel, got married by a conservative rabbi to Mr. Tess on the 8th of Sivan in the year 1974. The Masada Kedushim was Rabbi P. from Toronto. There are Edim Ne'amanim that this rabbi is Mezalzel of Mitzvahs. He answers the telephone on Shabbos. On the 13th of Cheshvan in the year 19... Tovshin Lamed Tess. Which is ...1978. Right before... turned into 1979, the end of 1978. They got divorced with a conservative divorce by Rabbi H. And the man and the woman both say that all the years of their marriage, imagine this, they were married for over 4 years, and he didn't touch her. So you think that the man is like he's an angel or something. No, he was actually not interested in women. He's only interested in men. So he never touched his wife. And this was clarified also by medical reports from the psak of the secular courts. And they annulled the marriage. This woman got married again, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. She had 5 children. They go to yeshivas, they go to Beis Yankif, and they want to know if they're mamzerim, because their mother never got a proper divorce. Problem is that most of the people involved are dead, and therefore the rabbis couldn't be mevarer all of the details. So we have to know what the force of the marriage is, the kiddushin that's done conservatively, and we also have to know about a marriage where the man is a homosexual. Maybe it's not a marriage at all, even if it was done under Orthodox auspices, but it's a mekach tos. No woman expects to get married to a man who's not attracted to her. And what's the nature of the get that was given? And we are going to examine this b'siyata d'shmaya. Kfar Horizokain, Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses in numerous tshuvas the issue of kiddushin that was performed by a conservative rabbi, and he says that it is not kiddushin. The woman remains a pnuya. It's kedushin psulim. She remains a single girl. Mistam of the Edim were in kosher. And even if the rabbi himself eats kosher and keeps Shabbos, he's pasal the edus, because his tafkid of being a conservative rabbi is an expression of denial of the basic tenets of our faith. And we don't need any special kabbalas ha'edus in order to pasal him, to disqualify him. And Rav Moshe writes to be matir her la'alma lo get b'shas hadchak. Better give a get, but if you can't, it's not necessary. I aim b'tshuva sigris Moshe b'Eben Ezer b'chelek aleph simen pehei Chelik Dalid, Simon Memvav. Kavachomer Kasher Lo Madubra Beheter Eishes Ish LaAlma Elo B'Chashash Mamzerus Shesveko mutter min haTorah. So, we're dealing with an Eish HaSish. So an Eish HaSish is a Din Torah. It's a suffix Eish HaSish. You have to be machmir. But when you talk about suffix mamzer, we know, as we've discussed many, many times in our shiurim, that the Gemara says, Kiddushin, that only Vade Mamzer Yavo B'Kal Shem Safik Mamzer Yavo, so the whole Safik is only the Rabbanon. Mikem Ogon Hador Egros Moshe Shehikir Mikarov is Ta'alule Tnuazu. Who, like the Gon Hador, the Baal Egros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, who knew from up close all of the details and nuances of the conservative movement. He understood what they were all about, and he said that their kedushin isn't kedushin. Uka'az kein ata, like then is now. And Minchas Yitzchak, or Yitzchak Weiss, the Gaivid of the Eid Charedis, first Manchester, and then Eretz Yisrael. So in Chelik Beisim and Samach Vav, he writes the Gabe kedushin that were done by a Reform rabbi, his Pasol Eidus. Very fact that even if he was a tzaddik, he never did any averus. He was a firm yid, but the fact that he's a Reform rabbi already passels him. So here we're talking about conservative, Reform. It's all the same basic mahalach of not accepting the basic tenets of our faith, of Torah Misinai, the Torah that can't be changed. So they hold the Torah can be changed. So that's already it's a big problem. So that solves the problem that their kedushin isn't a kedushin, and therefore the marriage never started. So we're talking about a marriage that was done over 30 years ago. Now it's already over 40 years ago, getting close to 50. And so the years pass fast. And the Masadr Kedushin and the Mechutanim from both sides are no longer alive. The only information we know is from the husband and the wife. According to what they say, everybody who took part in the Chuppah were not religious. There were no from people there. The Rav Masadr Kedushin is known as a Mesalzel B'mitzvahs, and Ladas Igros Moshe, even if he'd be Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs, he'd also be a Pasul Ha'Eid by virtue of the fact that he serves as a rabbi for a movement that is a heretical one. It was also clarified through the husband and the wife that the Chuppah ceremony was done when the Chassan and the Kala were standing. Their back was to the crowd, and on the stage of the chuppah stood only relatives and psulei eidus min haTorah, the rabbi, the chazan. So even if the chazan was an adam kosher, so that's only eid echad. So you have relatives who can't be made. The rabbi can't be made. So all you have is the chazan at the most. If the chazan for a conservative shul, I'm saying how firm can he be, right? So, nobody else in the crowd saw the Kedushin. So therefore, you don't have to worry that maybe there were some from people there who could serve as Eidim, because they just couldn't see. And at best, you have then an Eid Echad. And it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Simen Mem Beis Siv Beis Shamekadesh Bifnei Eid Echad Ein Kedushav Kedushin. Somebody who's a Mekadesh in front of one aid, the Kedushin is not a valid one. And even though the Rama writes, Sheesh Lahachmer Velochush Lachalos Kedushin Bifnei Eid Echad, so he says, maybe you can be Machmer if there's one aid, you should be Machmer. But he says, Memakom Dachak V'igun Yesh Lahakel, Ve'ein Lacha Igun Gadol Mipsum Hamzeiras. So if there's going to be a problem of Aguna, then you could be Mekel, and there's no bigger problem than a Psul Mamzeiros. That's an aguna for life. she's a mamzeris. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Kuf Chof Gimel, brought in the Pesachei Tshuva, and Eben Ezer Siman Yud Zayin, Sif Kot Yud Gimel, and so writes the Avnei Tzedek in Eben Ezer Siman Lamed Dalet, the Igros Moshe Siman Pehei. So it's Pashat that Benidon Didon, in our case, we could be Megal. So we have a Reyesa, we said that we have a deficiency because of the Psul Edei Kiddushin. And it's not only the Eidei Kedushin, but it's the whole Holoch Yelech of the conservative and reform marriage ceremony. Because how do we learn Kedushin? How do we understand Kedushin? That a man is Kono, a woman. It's a Kenyan, he doesn't own her. But it says Ki Yikach. There's some element of Kenyan. However you define a Kenyan, that's already a 150 Shir Kvalis. But there's some element of Kenyan here. And what's the non-Jewish concept of marriage? It's completely equal. It's shivyoni. I love you, you love me, you may kiss the bride, and that's it. They're equal. Nobody is acquiring anybody else. He's not the kona, she's not the nikna, she's not the kona, he's not the nikna. So, and this man and woman said that under their chuppah they exchanged rings. He gave her, she gave him. So that equality is not the Jewish way. So that passes their whole ceremony. It's a complete ivut. It's a corruption, it's a distortion of the Jewish concept of marriage. Not only that, but among the goyim, it's the priest says, I hereby declare you man and wife. That's also against the Jewish way. So whether the conservative and reform do that, I don't know. But definitely the general concept of marriage is not understood as it is by us. Now, the husband said when he gave her the ring, he said, all right, mekudeshesli, but he had no idea what he was saying. The rabbi said, repeat after me, hare, hari, at, at. So, just repeating after the rabbi like that, and he has no musig what he's saying, and that this is making the Maisa Kedushin, this is the Kinyanisha, he has no concept. The Rivosh writes in Simon Vov, the Gabizuga Nusim, that they were forced to act as Gentiles, and they were married by Goyim, Tafilo Das, Osim Agonish, the servant of Bistam Amrina, Lashem Kedushin Baal, Hachavinim Zelo, Baal Hashem Kedushin, the Kevin Chisnum, Benesum, Bechukos, Ovde Kochavim. When they got married in this church ceremony, they're being made that they don't want a Jewish marriage. They want a Goyish marriage, and it's not getting the Kedushin, and this is Garnish mit Garnish. So here also, they didn't understand what it means, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and they didn't know concept of Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and they don't want it to be in the Jewish way. This is a pretty new religion, this conservative and reform. So therefore, their kavana wasn't for the classical Jewish concept of marriage, and therefore, it is not going to be a valid kiddushin. So, that is the first stage of this tshuva, showing how there is a pagam in the kiddushin. We can make another taina. Ein adam osa bila bilas bilas nus. That a person isn't boel l'shem znus stan. So you assume, like we see in Ksuba Sain Gimel Amar Aleph, that the bia is l'shem kedushin. So afterwards, when they go home and they have bia, so that's going to be l'shem kedushin. But this isn't true for a number of reasons. First of all, Ein Adam Osa Bilas Bilas Nus doesn't apply to Porkei Ol. Doesn't apply to people who are definitely involved in Bilas Nus. A person, from people, you assume that when they have Bia, it's not L'shem Znus. But not from people. They don't call it Znus. They want to have a good time. So that's not... you don't say this Chazaka by them. Especially in our door. Forget about it. Rivash writes there in Simon Vav, somebody marries a woman in Goyish courts, Lo shayich legabav ein adam osa bilas u'bilasmas. Going to a priest or to a judge shows that they're not interested in the Jewish way. And ein adam osa bilas u'bilasmas, we're talking about a homosexual. There was no bil at all. they were never together. So in this case, you don't have to worry about it. There's another shy love, how you can believe them. First of all, how can you say that you only believe them that they got married, but you don't believe them in anything else? You only believe them for the negative, to say that she's no good, but that she's married. But then you're not going to believe them about all the other information that they gave. And also there's a Magid Mishnah who says that by Safik Mamzer, we believe a mother to say Lakosha Nevalti. Because any sura elam midrabanan, so here it's a sveka derabanan, and there's also, we see in the poskim, that if it's a mesiach lefitumo, we can believe them, and here it's mesiach lefitumo. So the Igros Moshe writes, the kavi sofik mamzer, sheni sura midrabanan, samchina aleidus mesiach lefitumo. So even the person's puzzle, but if they're not coming to be made, and they're just telling, they don't know what exactly they're. If they're mattering, the people don't know the details of the halacha. So you just ask them and they tell you what the story is. They have ne'amanus. And another reason why we could be matir this couple is because he is a homosexual. And it was proven by the doctors. She went to the doctor and she was still a besula. And therefore, it would be a mekach tos. That's a very big mum. It's not only that you have a concept that a person is not. That a person's not doesn't have gvuras anashim, but this is worse than not having gvuras anashim. This is a person who doesn't even want to touch her, doesn't want to hug her, he doesn't want to kiss her. It says in poskim that should be done. Vor b'poskim that chibuk v'nishuk nekray mine kirva uviyotze l'derech shechayv l'fok tafilu samach l'vesta. So a person's going on the derech, and he has to be with his wife. So even those who are asering b'tashmish at least say you have to hug or kiss her. There has to be some element of physical affection. And this guy isn't interested at all. So if he doesn't have gvuras anashim, there are many poskim who say that it's kedushe tos. Just the fact that he can't ejaculate, that's enough to say that it's kedushe tos. But here is much worse. It's not only that he can't have sexual relations, so that he's not interested and he doesn't even want to touch her. That's like a pretty big pagam. And she didn't sign on for that. So the fact that they stayed together afterwards, so this was a woman who also wasn't so emotionally stable, so to go and leave her husband right away like that, when she finds out, so you can't say that she was makabel. She really wasn't interested in this marriage from the start. The Igros Moshe, Eben Ezer, and Chelek Aleph Simanayin Tes, and Chacham Ovadia, and the Epi Omer, and Chelek Zayin, Eben Ezer, Siman Zayin, discuss a mum gomer, to be mevatel kiddushin. A mum gamer like our mum to be mevatel kiddushin. Even the gabe suffik eishes ish. So the two issues here. There's the suffik eishes ish. But right now we're discussing the mamzer shaila. The mamzer shaila is a lot more calm. Because since the children are suffik, only suffik mamzerim, so then sveika min haTorah is lekula. But that doesn't really matter. It's a machlokas, Rambam, Rashba, as we discussed in 150 Shiur. But here we're talking about mamzer. And everyone holds the Gemara is mefurish. Mamzer vadei, the Torah says, not mamzer suffik. So here we're only dealing with the Torah, the children are fine, and it's only a din derabanan, and you have this mum gomor of him being a homosexual. So I know maladaber, the kids are going to be kosher. We have a sveik sveika, suffik if there was a maisa kedushin, suffik even if there was a maisa kedushin, is the kedushin batal because of this great blemish. And then you get into the shaila of maybe it's a suffik, a sveik sveika mishem echad. It's really the same suffik. Was there a valid kedushin? Meaning, was there a maisa kedushin in the first place? And maybe it was annulled. It was batel because of his mum. So it's really mishem echad. Can you make a sveik sveika? So some people say yes, and some people say no. The place he writes that rov sveik sveikas in the Gemara are mishem echad. So this is a very big discussion, but on the tzad you can make a sveik sveika mishem echad. Here you'd have a sveik sveika to passel it. And then you have the fact that the get, so we passel the kedushin, but what about the get? If there's no kedushin, then you don't need a get. But l'chora, the get of a conservative rabbi, if there was a kedushin, is really no good, because how can you trust that he followed the halacha? But it really doesn't matter. Because there wasn't a marriage. Unless you say that no. That in this case, they have the get. And you see the name of the husband and the wife and the Edim. So there's a discussion in Poskim. If a get comes before us and we don't know if it's written Bekashas, what's the din? So many Poskim say when there's a reyesa b'faneinu beget of a maisa based in, then you pass all the get. But if there's no reyesa, you're machshir the get. So in this get, there's no reyesa, so maybe we could be machshir the get, but Lachar you can't be, because the assumption has to be that a get given by a conservative rabbi is not going to be kosher. But you could be mitzari if that's suffik, that maybe he did it right, maybe he got lucky. So you have the fact that maybe there was no kedushin at all, and if it was kedushin, it was kedushay tos, and maybe there was a get afterwards, if it was a kedushin. So that would be matir this couple, that their children won't be mamzerim. And now the shaila is, if you have to tell prospective shiduchim about their history. So the answer is no. There's a kila siyankiv in Yavamis and Mem Simon Memdal, like Abbe Safik Psuadaka. They were machuya the din laheter. Once they're machuya the din laheter, you don't have to tell the details. So in the Tshuva Simra Yosher and Chelik Beis and Simon Kuf Yud Dalid, he's matir a certain girl to get married, mitam sveik sveika, but he says that you have to say, you have to tell a prospective shidduch about it. But his reason is because mistami he's going to find out and he's going to be makbid. But if he'll never find out, then you don't have to tell. Go to a place where no one knows you and get married. Rashi says, and I can know your father is a goy. So what do you have to tell? So here also, who says they're going to find out the details? So just don't talk, get married, and live happily ever after. So Baruch Hashem, we were matir this couple, not me. But Gaon Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Yashiv was maskim to this heter, and we should know no tsar. We should have good, holy, kosher marriages. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we'll revisit this because there's a lot of fascinating tshuvas on being matir agunas and being matir mamzerim. So a lot of Reim Ma'od Ma'od Manyanim. We've already discussed it in the past, and hopefully we will continue to do so in the future. Okay, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.